This is the Presentation Podcast, Season 7, Episode 164, and this is the final episode of 2022. Troy, Sandy, and Nolan have some fun talking about each of their top fives. The top five what? Stay with us to hear.
Hi, I'm Troy Collar from TLC Creative Services, based in Southern California.
Welcome to the Presentation Podcast. I'm Sandy Johnson with Presentation Wiz in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
And I'm Nolan Hames from Nolan Hames Creative in Montclair, New Jersey.
Has been a very busy year. I mean, really, really busy. After a few years of presentation work being different, we experienced, I think what every company has done is become excited to make up for 2 years of a COVID lull with design project after design project after design project, including for our team, on-site meeting after on-site meeting after on-site meeting after going to no meetings for several years. Now everyone is enjoying the holiday season, and Sandy, Nolan, and myself, we're ready to wrap up another year of activities, another year of work, another year of presentation design, and another year of podcasts. For the final episode of season 7, yes, that is correct, 7 years of presentation podcasts, guys. Sandy, Nolan, can you believe our 6-month experiment is
7 years? Unbelievable.
Yeah. So for the final episode of season 7 of the Presentation
Podcast.
Older
than my children.
Yes.
We are each having some fun by talking about our top five of the year. And top five of what, you say? Stay with us to hear.
So, as we've done in the past, we're going to do this in 5 rounds. Nolan, you start with one of your 2022 top fives, and then Troy and I will do the same. Okay? Repeat for our second, third, and so on. What do you think?
Sure. 5 rounds. Can we get the boxing bell ring in between each one? That's kind of what I'm thinking. So we'll do that, and I will jump in with my first one. But before we do that, I want to make a comment about last episode's title, right? So we had the folks from iPhilon, and the title was Exit Stage Right, which Troy wrote, usually writes the titles, which is fine. But the expression is sort of goes back and forth between Exit Stage Right, Exit Stage Left. And in my mind, I heard Exit Stage Right, and I said, oh, it should have been Stage Left. And the reason is, you got to follow me
yes.
on this. And
I got to follow you on this. Yeah.
You know this. So my training is as a theater director. And when you are trained as a theater director, they teach you about the portions of the stage and how to block things and the psychology behind it. For example, downstage center is the strongest, you know, part where, you know, that's where
Nolan, now we got to define downstage, upstage. We're talking stage left, stage okay. right. And now there's down right. and up, which is the opposite of what people generally think.
Right. So downstage is the closest to the audience. That's right, you know, by the orchestra and the center of the stage. And that, like, right by the edge of the stage is where you would do your big, you know, torch song, your big, you know, number, whatever. That's where your strong characters are. Upstage left, and again, you're right, Troy, to your stage left is if you're standing on the stage. So you're facing the audience. So from the audience perspective, stage left is the audience's right. Okay. So, like, yep. upstage left is actually the, what do they call it? It's the, it's where you want to put like your villain. Like if your like villain is plotting something, you would put him upstage left because that's the part of the stage that's like the spookiest or the darkest, or, you know, not just light
out of the limelight. Yeah,
exactly. Right. And going along with this is generally, now rules are meant to be broken, of course, but generally you have your heroes, your protagonists enter from stage right, because from the audience's perspective, they're coming in from the left, and in the Western world, we read left to right, and things going from the left to right seem natural, seem good. Your villains, your right anti-heroes, are going to enter from stage left because that's unnatural. So that's a way to sort of signal psychologically something's wrong with this character. They're entering from stage left. And generally, if they keep walking across, they're going to exit stage right. This is all Simon being our hero, right?
Yes.
Being our protagonist,
naturally
would exit in the exit stage left, not stage right. So he's making his entrance, you know, logically from left to right from the audience's perspective. So that's anyway. So that's what I learned in college. See?
I was so much more shallow. I was going with what the Pink Panther's line was from the cartoons.
So yes, people in our business know stage left and stage right, but so I don't know if everybody knows about all those little psychological parts of the stage. And of course, you know, rules are meant to be broken because, you know, as a director, you say, okay, he's going to exit here. And then your costume designer says, no, they're not. They're quick changes on this side of the stage. Or the set designer says, there's no room. There's a piece of scenery. And then the rules go out the window and you have them exit wherever they can. But anyway, so all right. So thank you for indulging me, my little theater history and psychology there. All right, ding ding. What do we call this? My first
top
highlight from the year.
Recap.
My first sort of notable one is the presentation summit and the Creative Pro in-person events. Also, my vacations with my family in the Dominican Republic and Jersey Shore and Florida. So when I look back on it, I don't think I did, you know, as much travel as I used to, but it was really nice to get back it's never not nice to get in the airplanes, but nice to travel, nice to get out. Surprising, after the presentation summit, I surprised my mother on her birthday in Arizona. I flew because we were so close, so I just flew in there, and it's just nice to sort of be traveling and seeing everybody and seeing friends and hanging out and almost back to normal. You know, not 100%, but but you know, it's really starting to feel that way. So. That was really nice to be on my feet again, getting out.
Excellent.
That's a great top five.
And I just got an email from a client yesterday saying, hey, can you come train us in New Orleans in a few months? And I'm like, I'm there.
Excellent.
Don't ask me twice. So that's my first sort of notable highlight of the year. Who's next? We going to Troy or
Sandy? You give us one.
Oh, geez. Okay, where should I start? Well, I'll start with on-site presentations too. So as we evolved into this being able to be on-site, which is, as Nolan said, so exciting, I had a couple scheduled and they ended up going back online because someone in the crowd would end up with COVID. So anyway, that is gone. I've actually have a new on-site training scheduled in Maryland, or we're working on scheduling that, I should say. But my absolute favorite is what I do for Diamante Scholars. I represented Diamante Scholars at the Diablo Valley College outside of San Francisco a couple of months ago. And that's where, and I've mentioned this before, I volunteer my time to teach college students on how they create more powerful presentations. Diamante is a nonprofit organization that understands that at-risk kids don't typically, or it's maybe more challenging to get into a four-year college program. So that organization works directly with Diablo to get kids into college, the junior college route. And I have to tell you, being on site with these kids who were so respectful, and I should say young adults, so respectful, so attentive, so appreciative that it was one of the most rewarding things that I've done in a really, really long time. So I have to say being back on site is certainly a highlight of my year.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Reconnecting with people. And
I know
in the real
it.
World is nice.
Exactly. How about you, Troy?
You know what? As part of my top five, and I have these written out, so I'm not making these up on the fly. I'm going to just follow suit. I literally have written down attending the 20th anniversary of the Presentation Summit. Amazing milestone for any event, especially a conference that I got to attend the very first one of. and then be involved with thereafter. And then it says, so it's attending the 20th anniversary of the presentation summit plus on-site meetings in general, just the fact of, and pretty much what both of you are saying, just the fact that we could actually get out and do some things, travel, meet with clients, go to conferences, you know, just be out has been great. So,
and if you are, and 20 years makes you feel old, right? If you are a sort of a member of the Presentation Summit community, if you've gone before, I believe next week Rick is having a sort of a chat, right? An online chat to talk about the future. Did you guys get the invite for that?
I'll be there, I think. Yeah, awesome. I'm in town, so I'm going to be there. Mm-hmm. Excited
so
to hear
apparently
about it.
he's already put out dates. I put him on the calendar. I don't know what it's going to look like. So I'm very excited to join that. When is that?
It's the 6th, isn't it? January
next week.
January 6th, the end
so,
of the week.
So yeah, so look for that, or if you're again part of that community, to figure out what's next for the presentation summit.
Very, very cool. Nolan, you're up. Number two, top five.
Number two is, I guess, finally starting our house renovation, which I know I've been talking about forever. You've been hearing hammering and everything while it's been going on. Right now, I'm sitting in bed with my laptop because there are electricians in my office working. But yeah, so it's a long time coming and it's a long time going. It will not be done by Christmas.
When will it be done?
Sandy, why do you ask the hard questions? Do you want me to? Would you like me to put you on the phone with my contractor?
I want a commitment.
Good. I do not know, but as I know, you've done lots and lots of home renovations over the years. I don't know. Hopefully by the spring, but you know, it's moving.
Yeah.
You know, little by little, it's just moving slowly. So that was a highlight. Not a highlight was going to, I believe, every single tile and lighting store within a 50 mile radius of our house with Ty. But she gave me a present a while back, and she said, "You do not need to go to any more tile stores with me." And I said, "Thank you." So it's been going on for a long time, but it's taking shape and it's looking good. And
good.
When we're on the other end of this, it'll be good.
Can't wait to see it.
Yeah,
that is awesome,
Troy. Troy, back to you.
I'm going to say another highlight was my MVP renewal. So Microsoft MVP focused on PowerPoint renewed again. And I couldn't even tell you what year it is. It's 2004 was the first year I was awarded, which was a complete.
So that's four years more than me, and I'm 14 years.
Okay. So it's pretty phenomenal. The little stacker, we have a little achievement thing. I've run out of room for my little discs to stack on the side of it. So I'm waiting for my
just
next.
Use your blue discs. I use my blue discs and then stack the more recent years on top of those.
Yeah, but what do you do with the ones that show?
I
preceded the whole disc thing. Yeah, that's the thing. Anyways, I was really excited about the MVP program. I'm still excited about it, and just to be able to be a part of the insights and conversation, and sometimes the reaching out from the program managers there, like, hey, we're looking at expanding this. Like, don't tell anybody because it's not guaranteed, but you know, so it's just a really, really exciting program. Out of all the software that I get to work with, Microsoft definitely has a great program for gaining external user input, and the program is, I think it's a real honor. So I'm very excited about that renewal. It made my top five when I thought through the year.
That's great. We all were renewed, and
yeah, that's one of my top.
I think I'm up to about 10 years, so I'm behind you guys.
Well, that was on my top five. I'll just throw it in there now. You know, everything that Troy said, it's such an honor. I'm aware of it all year long. I want to make sure that I am able to continue to be a part of the group, not only the access to what Microsoft offers, but the fellow MVPs, which, you know, I get to see you guys twice a month, but it's really,
it is the group. It's more.
Yeah, it is the group. It's just amazing.
Knowing everybody. Yeah. It's all fantastic.
We have access to the most amazing talent in the world. And just by nature of being part of the same group.
Sometimes we have access to information that makes us the most frustrated PowerPoint users because we know what should be happening, but no, it's not. We're about to just upset. We are even more. Okay, Nolan.
Yeah. And by the same token, sometimes we learn things with the rest of the world. And
after the rest of the world.
Exactly, right. Oh, yeah. I finally got my Microsoft Designer invite. And
I still haven't figured out how to log in.
I haven't figured out how to share my invites with somebody else. They said
So I should clarify kind of on the whole Microsoft Designer thing. On our last episode, Sandy commented that she had received an invite to the new Microsoft Designer app. Literally later that same day, the day we recorded, I received an invite from Microsoft to Designer. And I have not actually logged in yet to activate it. So I haven't it's the holiday season. There's a lot going on. So unfortunately my window of availability kind of lapsed. So I haven't followed up on it, but I did get my official invite, which I thought was nice. And Nolan, you said you've received yours.
Yeah, I got mine and I logged in. It only took a minute or so, but I haven't, I looked at it and I was like, okay, I played around for 5 minutes and then, I just haven't had time to really sit down.
Maybe there somewhere in 2023, we'll talk through
to play around with. So
interesting. Okay. Well, update us, both of you, and I'll try to get on.
And yeah, if anybody knows how to offer my invites to somebody else, like I just didn't see any place to do it, let me know. And if you want one, and you help me figure it out, you can have. I've got three to hand out.
I guess I do as well. I haven't looked at it. Mm-hmm.
So, Nolan, what's next for you?
Well, I'm gonna say it's gonna have to be the girls starting kindergarten.
Right? Oh, woohoo! I can't believe it. Oh my
right, rite of passage. We actually had our first parent-teacher conference last night. Of course, running from one side of the building to the other because we've got two different teachers, two different classes.
They're not in the same classroom?
No. They're separate. That was our choice. We had the choice to give them different teachers, and they have
cool.
Yeah, I think it's important. I think to get them different experiences, and the teachers are night and day, like just totally different. One's very sort of by the book, very sort of central casting kindergarten teacher. And the other one, we get, emails or WhatsApp messages in the middle of the day from the teacher saying, I brought, 4-week-old kittens in for everyone to pet. Nobody's allergic, are they? I was like, oh boy. It's like sending us photos of the kids, like just playing with kittens. Like that's your thing. So, so they're in kindergarten and they're just.
That's a big
congratulations.
They're doing top
good.
Five.
They're doing good. Yeah.
Excellent.
All right. How about we send it back to Sandy?
Well, sure.
Okay. What should I? You know what? I have to. It's last January, my daughter got married in Scotland. And so, in the tail end with all the COVID restrictions and everything, about 20 Americans, including us, made it into the UK. It was one of the most, wedding aside, it was one of the most memorable trips ever. We were never in a rush, which it's hard when you're trying to coordinate group activities, but we were never in a rush. One day we actually spent 3 hours. There's a little pub right under Big Ben, and you would think it'd be very, very touristy. But we literally sat there for 3 hours as family came and left and friends came and left. And it was really, really a dreamy experience. So I cannot ignore that as being one of the highlights of my year. Of course, the wedding was to die for. That's aside.
It looked
Troy,
great.
How about you?
We had a wedding and it was spectacular, but it wasn't in Scotland spectacular. So
it was spectacular. I saw the photos. Yes.
Everything about it. Your daughter was just amazing and beautiful. And the locations were like movie sets. And that is awesome stuff.
Yes, thank you. It was wonderful.
So I'm going to go with as a top five things that happened in 2022. New hires, which also has the opposite side of people that are no longer with us. We, in a very short amount of time, we ended up losing a number of our team, mostly all for good stuff. Amber, if anybody knows, went on maternity leave, has a beautiful baby girl. She'll be back with us in 2023. But, you know, loss of a key designer and another one of our team members we got to hire back because of COVID, because the company he worked for had kind of furloughed everybody, got to bring him back in for 2 years. Well, they put the band back together and we've, you know, he's a contractor with us and just a number of things. So we had to regroup, which was a big part of, if you remember earlier, Lori and I were in Hawaii. I was just trying to figure out, we budgeted because we always have a 5-year budget for any position and came up with the needs. So we've got new hires, which is very exciting. You know, it's going to be a very busy 2023 after losing team members and now bringing new team members on board. There's just a lot of onboarding process and learning and getting familiar, but we now have 3 new team members and we're looking forward to me and Lori not being the key person on multiple simultaneous projects and office operation things. So 2022 has been pretty good with you know, we're ending it with 2 of the hires, but the other one came in a little bit earlier, but it's been, I think, good thing for the company. I mean, it's a big stress relief for Lori and I to suddenly be looking to the future saying, okay, we don't have to handle every Excellent. Project or every operational thing. So getting things awesome. Under control.
Good. Who's next?
So Nolan, back at you.
Back to me?
I think it's back to me.
Yeah. I'm going to say, this is going to sound very... very civic minded, but I would say getting involved in my local town's government. And I've become friends with one of our councilmen and I've started creating graphics and presentations for his talks that he gives. He's really like so transparent and he's sort of a breath of fresh air trying to communicate and tell the town what's going on and all laws and the problems, and our town is just sort of having endless issues on so many different fronts. So I've been creating, as I said, charts and presentations for him and getting to know, going to council meetings now and just sort of getting into this ugly world of local politics. And,
oh, wow.
You know, like opening up the new local paper and seeing like, oh, that's the chart I created and they didn't give me credit, but that's okay, whatever. Because it's sort of helping. Like we just voted on this massive school bond thing and you see the communications people and the council people like trying to put out these awful pie charts to explain it. And I'm like, oh God, that's not helping. And, you know, really being able to redesign that stuff and have it distributed. And hopefully it's making some sort of impact and in terms of educating people. And so,
good
yeah.
For you. So, that's so cool. Yeah. I love it.
And my nice little donation to the town because I clearly don't pay enough in taxes, so I'll give them a little bit. That was a joke.
And how much will that increase when your property value increases after spending all this
money?
Oh,
it is, right? I'm getting people to vote for things that are going to increase my property taxes.
Yeah, there you go.
Plus the house renovation. Yeah,
exactly.
They're just going up and up.
Oh my gosh.
But that's been good.
Wow. How big is Montclair, like population size?
About 40,000 people.
Okay.
Cute.
Sandy.
I'll go next. Okay. So this is going to be sappy, but it's I love what I do, right? We are exposed to the coolest variety of work options in the world. So I'm going to say my new and renewing clients are what I is a highlight for my year. I work on financial services companies. I work with financial services companies, and that's been largely a mainstay for me since I started my business more than 20 years ago. But to healthcare, which includes a world famous hospital in Minnesota, healthcare insurers, orphan drugs for extremely rare diseases, and unique medical devices that mess with your brain. Just kidding, but they treat pain by affecting the impulses, to pitches for animated movies. I am still working on that pitch, by the way. It's been like 6 years. She hasn't sold it yet, but I'm still working on it. The project types, that's the other thing about the variety. Not only the client, but the project types. I get to work on print. I get to work on standard presentations, self-running presentations, interactive presentations. By that, I mean, you know, click here, go there kind of thing. It's just, it is really never a dull moment in what we do.
That's so awesome.
I second that. Those sound like a really nice assortment of different projects. And yeah, I get to work on all sorts of different things. And Troy,
well, you work with scientists, right? Rocket scientists.
Yeah, astrophysicists, astronomers, and medical and entertainment and all sorts of, it's cool. I mean, and it's really neat to just be able to jump back and forth, because at some point, no matter what kind of business you're in, you're going to have to communicate something to somebody else in the form of a presentation.
That's right.
And that's where we come in. It's like the thing I always tell clients is, I often say, especially with data visualization, like I always say, like, I'm not an expert in your field. I'm not an expert in this typical type of data. I assume you do your job well, but as long as you know what you're trying to say, I'll help you say it in the most effective visual manner. That's where we come in. Mm-hmm. And of course, you get some clients that don't understand what they're trying to say, but that's
right. And then you help them understand, right? You pull that out of them and get them to say it.
Sometimes, in the best cases, and then most of the time. Have you ever had this happened to me more than once, like a sales department or something comes to you because they need to make sales presentations, and at some point they say, our salespeople don't understand our product, so I'm hoping you can help with that. I'm like, no, I can't.
Why do you hire these people? That's what I want to say.
That's your job. But I'm doing a sales deck for a dental product, like, that you see all over, that they're going out to try to sell this dental product. Anyway, yeah, Troy, back to you.
So going back to the new hires thing, to tie this together, one of the things we have as part of our standard, interview questions or elements that we talk about is, we're like, we literally say, we want you to understand, you need to be good with diversity. You need to be good with multiple thought processes throughout the day. You're not going to sit down and work on one type of end client. You're not going to work on financial decks. You're not going to work on med study results, charts day after day. You get to work on those, but you may work on a new car launch in the morning, comorbidity pharma drug study in the afternoon, and you may wrap it up with an HTML email campaign for an upcoming event. You know, it's
there,
like,
you
we
go.
Do
yes.
diversity. You cannot be one of the people that does not. Some people get overwhelmed, and I totally understand and appreciate that. I don't understand, but I appreciate it. I'm okay with it. I'm like, people like to be, certain people like to focus on one thing and just do one particular thing, and we just have so much going on. So yeah, echoing both of you, is that the amount of diversity is what makes me excited every day. I just had a meeting yesterday with Sandy, you mentioned hospitals, with a hospital system, and we're going to be doing a ongoing campaign with them throughout all of 2023, 2 to 3 elements per month. And it's pretty darn exciting. It's like, we work with a lot of hospitals, but this is something we don't do with hospitals. So anyways, new stuff. Mm-hmm. Always exciting. Wait, is it my turn? Am I supposed to
go? I think it is.
Okay, wait, hold on. We've done one.
Go
two,
for it.
Three. Oh, this is number four. So out of my top five I listed, number four, or the four, these are not in any sort of chronological hierarchy order, just to throw that out there. But I did write down the Microsoft PowerPoint development team, their responsiveness to fixes. Now, I think we see and hear this and experience it more being an MVP, but everybody who's listening to this, because you're using PowerPoint, I would assume, you're experiencing it as well. You just may not know how quick it was. I mean, overall, no new features really stand out to me from this past year, unless I'm missing something I just can't think of.
Cameo
is Cameo. Big. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there is one new feature definitely that sticks out, because we're
you used
that.
It. You leveraged
I've
it.
Used
you
it
did
several
an amazing
times.
Job. Session yeah. on it.
But being on the MVP side, I can truly say it is basically miraculous how attentive the dev team is to the PowerPoint community and how fast updates and fixes are rolled out. Now, a lot of that's because of the whole Office 365, and they can push things out. Sometimes it's a little scary. I'm like, I haven't restarted PowerPoint and you're telling me to check to see if this now works. And it does.
I don't know how that works.
I mean, it's pretty, but anyways, I am saying as a top five, because I've been a part of the PowerPoint world for a long time, like you'd make a request and maybe you heard back and maybe you'd hope for it in the next, year
release
or two release, cause releases were every 3 years and updates, there's one major update per year. And I mean, it's an amazing time to be working on the software. And it goes similar to other applications, Adobe, especially when you get into Express and some of their other programs where they're just constantly updating it, but being on the inside track and knowing what's happening, it definitely hits my top five of this is an amazing time to be around this software.
Cool.
Yeah, I would echo that. And I mean, right now we're going through a big thing trying to identify and, providing examples, because that's one of the things the MVPs do. They, they do test stuff and provide, feedback and like, we're having this problem or, it's this and the sort of back and forth, which when it gets really technical, I definitely step away because it's not my thing. But, they you're right. They're just responsive and they listen and they we're still going to be asking for, PowerPoint styles to, for the rest of our lives. But
paragraph styles, please, paragraph styles, come on.
For the most part, bugs and things, they do fix very, very quickly. Number five, I'm going to be sappy. This is year seven with the both of you. And I told you I was migrating my blog over to Nolan Hames Creative, and I came across a post from March 31st, 2016, which was announcing the presentation podcast. And I sent you guys a copy of it. We can post the link there. And so, it's just, again, I probably say this every year, but it's so nice to still the three of us and still getting together every, couple times a month and just chatting. And it's just really nice to have this relationship and to have you as colleagues and partners and to still be doing this. And of course, a big thank you to Troy, who's the producer and
does all the
technical brain behind this all and keeps us all on track. So,
thank you guys.
Thank you again for inviting Sandy and I aboard to start.
Hey, this announcement is awesome. This is on this is under the Nolan Hames Creative. Can I put the link to this in the show notes?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The one I can think of is is my blog, because I had my daughter on my shoulders and she was tiny back then.
I was in Green Bay. I was in Green Bay when we started.
I can't think of the presentation.
It's a very, very dark time.
I'm from Wisconsin, just not that far north.
Exactly. No, I kid.
Well, thank you, Nolan. That's an awesome thing. And it is 7 years. We literally...
Year seven.
We are in year seven.
Because March of next year will be a full 7 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm gonna do my number five, Sandy, and then I'll let you wrap us up. How's that?
Okay. Sounds great.
So my number five is technically a 2021 thing. So I'm bending the rules. I picked it up on December 28th of 2021. So I'm rolling it forward 3 days and making it a highlight of 2022. And that is, I finally went EV. I got a Ford Mach-E Mustang. And man, I am not looking back. Electric vehicles are absolutely, it's unbelievably fun to drive. I mean, it's like a giant go-kart. You just push that pedal down and you go faster. It does have a top out speed. I'm really upset with Ford. It does stop at a certain point going faster, but I found out it wasn't the car. It's the actual chip.
The what?
The chip, the programming. It has a limit. And apparently I could spend a couple thousand dollars and get something replaced that would resolve that, but I don't have a need to go into that high of numbers. Sandy, what's your last one? Top five, number five.
I'm going to end on a high note. I mean, Nolan started it. Troy, you were a great transition on this podcast. We are starting year eight. I want to thank both of you for an amazing almost 8 years. And think our listen. Am I saying that right? We're going on year eight. We're starting year eight.
It will be after March, our anniversary, right?
Right.
Yeah.
After March. Okay. There we go. Okay. So more to look forward to, but very much so thanking our listeners. We love it when we've received the, you know, emails, messages, private messages, on social media, the posts on social media. We really, really appreciate you. And obviously without you, we wouldn't still be here. So thank you, everyone.
Absolutely. That was a perfect thing to end on. It was almost like we planned part of this. Thank you, Sandy. By the way, we rarely planned. There was rare no planning at all here. And there it is, the 2022 top fives from the three of us. 2022 has been, well, it's been a memorable year. And if you're on the other side of this podcast, I hope 2022 has been memorable for you in a positive way. And for all of us, 2023 is going to be spectacular. We have not lost any momentum, and we definitely do not have a lack of conversation topics and people we want to talk to. So what started as an experiment is going to keep going. Everybody enjoy the holidays and look forward to the upcoming new year. This is Troy Collar from TLC Creative Services, professional presentation design agency. We focus on three things: presentation design, presentation at large. Try that one again. We focus on three things: presentation design, presentations at live corporate events, and providing an awesome virtual meeting platform for attendees of the virtual corporate meetings. You can get more details on that one at vxpmeeting.com, because I'm pretty excited. I'm making this a really long outro, but we're just unveiling our 2023 pricing guide for VXP meetings. And literally, because of all the optimizations, things are under control. It's about a 25% rate cut from what was our current pricing. And we're actually offering more. I'm pretty darn excited about the future of virtual meetings and the whole hybrid thing. And then there's always my passion project, the PowerPointBlog.com.
This is Nolan from Nolan Hames Creative. You can check out NolanHamesCreative.com to learn about our presentation and DataViz trainings. Bunch of free downloads and goodies there, and the blog is also there now as well. I'm still migrating, but all the historical posts are there. And of course, check out the BetterDeckDeck.com, where you can get the actual deck of cards, the PDF version, or the PowerPoint source files. It makes a great stocking stuffer. You can use the code podcast to get a discount on any order.
And this is Sandy Johnson with Presentation Wiz. You can visit my website and blog at presentationwiz.biz. I'm also on LinkedIn as Sandra Johnson, PowerPoint MVP, and on Twitter at PPTWiz. And don't forget to visit the Presentation Guild at presentationguild.org.
Thank you for being with us for another amazing conversation. Episode show notes are available at the Presentation Podcast website, thepresentationpodcast.com.
Awesome. Hey, and if you guys have ideas, really, send them our way.
Or questions, or comments.
Or questions, good point.
And rate us. If you have not, if you've been listening for 7 years without rating us on whatever platform you get us.
Shame.
Yes, exactly. So keep listening, but take a minute and give us a rating.